You're such an asshole.
Good evening. Cappy has a little break. Cappy got a little break. Get the work done from the other work, which is the work that you have to do that you don't do for the regular work. This is from Saiyan Chan. And I'm going to promote his channel here a little bit later because he is a client from, I think, about 2 years ago. And he came up to me. He spoke unto Pat Cappy. He said, Cappy. I don't know why he's now a mafioso to Cappy. Hey, I got an idea for this. he wanted to start a channel. And I'm looking at his channel. And his channel was him trying to be something that he thought other people wanted. Not even wanted him to be. They just wanted. And I said, look, man, you're in great shape. You got this delivery. You got this style. Just do what you want to do. So now what he's done, he's down in Colombia. Now he's American, but he's Asian ethnicity. And he's down in Colombia. And he's having the time of his life. And his channel is largely, though not solely, relegated to helping Western men, particularly in the United States, go down to Colombia, enjoy the culture, particularly the ladies, get the girls, but also enjoy Colombia as a culture as well. And so I was watching some of his videos. He gets out there, he interviews and all this other stuff. I was like, he put in the work. Can you guys imagine that? Someone put in the work. But in the video, when I reviewed my original one, I'm like, okay, look, you're willing to put in the work at the gym. Why don't you go and put in the work on this video? And just be yourself, man. Just be yourself. Well, he's got 300 subscribers. Let me pull it up. I might as well pull it up while I'm plugging them now. Whoa. Cogitate Analyze with Saiyan Chan. Let me pull up the video here. I'll put that in the, he's got 50 videos. Works out. Let me put, yeah, like here, is Colombia good for black men and men in general? Friendly freestyle Colombian salsa footwork. He's picking up salsa. Yeah, a lot of music and dancing and food and all that. Mindsets for men. Yes, I can. Marsha, about it was 3 months ago. Is salsa dancing good for meeting women? Generally, yeah. Yeah. How do foreign women treat Asian and American men? That's interesting. So cogitate with Saiyan Chan. So cogitate and analyze with Saiyan Chan. Now let me go back to my, hang on, it's Boomer Cappy. Go to the comments. There we go. Boom. It's in the comments there. All right. Now that that's out of the way. Here's the question he had. So he's hit 50 episodes on Yoska Kulu. So that's why I'm up to doing now. Here's another request. At 240 of your most of your video reply to me, you said that due to outsourcing and automation, most people's material needs are met, so that personalities will become more important. Could you please expound a bit on generally where you think this is going with mass job automation obsolescence and the future of the creator economy, including platforms other than YouTube that you are aware of? You look at a picture of a girl. She has nice cans. Yeah, she probably does. All right. So let's expound on, you said that due to outsourcing and automation, most people's material needs are met so that personalities will become more important. So let's just explain that one real quick right there. This is just soaring through Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Most of human existence, like 99.9999% of it was, gee, I hope I don't get eaten today. I hope there's enough food and clean water and I can propagate the species. I hope I get laid. So maybe things haven't changed all that much. But now with your food, clothing, and shelter taken care of, it's been a very interesting experiment where we've had micro-communism. We've had UBI here in the United States, though I would argue that's been the case since 1965, where you didn't have to work. You didn't have to worry about food, clothing, and shelter. And now it's like, okay, what do I do? How do I earn value? Well, especially for men, in the before time, you had to earn money. You had to be some kind of skilled individual, hard worker, if anything, a farmer. Most men were farmers. back in the day, you had to support, you had to be a good provider, protector, and supporter and provider. You would get drafted off to war, protect the tribe, that kind of thing. So that's how you earned your value. With women, how you earned your value was being fertile. Essentially, it's a different, different requirement, but to attract men and their resources to do it now, or at least temporary, you have the government providing all these things for both men and women. So men, to quote, Rollo Tomasi, men no longer have to become, and women can just be, but women did have some obligations. You had to go and attract a guy. And that took a lot of work too. You had to be svelte. You had to be attractive. You had to be comely. You had to be nice. And if you wanted to keep the guy, you had to learn to cook. You had to support your man. You had to be helpful. If you had kids, you had to take care of the kids. And that's a real full-time job. Now that's all outsourced. Government will provide everything for everyone and take care of your children for you. So quite literally, and here's a sad observation, but this is true, men and women no longer need each other. And a lot of you say, but then we can go ahead and get together. Yes, but you don't understand that having to struggle, having to strive is that galvanizing process that makes quality men and women. And so in addition to personality, I would also say sanity and physique. Because sanity, I mean, if you don't, especially if you, all these men and women, young men and women, especially on these drugs, and because you have no point, purpose, and agency in life. You had the government just take away everything that would have given you value, took away your point, purpose, and reason in living. Even though you think you hate work, you had the only, quote, Chris Beckloff, a lot of quotes going on. Chris Beckloff, the only thing worse than having a job is not having a job. And so now most people are just blank slates. You didn't have to struggle. You didn't have to strive. You want to know why you like my personality? You know, the harsh flavor that a small percentage of the population does? Because I went through hell. I worked full-time, went to school full-time, starved in college. It sucked. And that's where this charming, loquacious personality comes in. Don't ask what loquacious means. I don't know what it means. Matt Forney just says it all the time. And then women, oh, you don't need guys to live. You don't need guys to have kids. It's been proven with the welfare state forever. You don't have to do, and now you even propagandize. You don't even have to be physically attractive to men. Paper cut here hurts. So we just had everything bought and taken care of, except for point, reason, purpose, and agency, which is the next levels, the more esoteric, loftier levels of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Self-esteem and belonging. Who wants a fat video game playing nerd? Who wants a loud, so, ooh, another leftist, a cab, tatted up fat lard ass for a female? Oh, yeah, we don't have enough of those. Yeah, so no one wants to accept you. There's no self-esteem at lying to you, because you can. You all lie to yourself at night. You all do. You don't believe it. I'm very brave. And I'm, no, you're not. You know you suck. You all know you suck. So you have no self-esteem, but you're okay with this tortured life better than working a real job and supporting yourself, because that's hard. I mean, let's be serious. We'd rather be miserable and tortured rather than work ourselves and support ourselves, right? I mean, anything but work, right? Even if it is torturing and wasting your entire life, right? So you get this synthetic fake self-esteem that comes from like nonprofits and government and losers and school teachers. They've been amazing. They say, Vanity Fair said you're brave and amazing. Oh, well, then that must mean something. That must be true then. And then if you're falling in love, that ain't going to happen, because love presupposes physical attraction. Ain't none of you physically attractive. And then self-actualization, that's gone too. That's where it's after you get self-longing, belonging, love, accept, whatever. You're accepted within your upstanding member of the community. And then you go on, okay, what do I want to do philosophically? I think that's the realm of what do you believe in the afterlife and everything like that. And where was it going with that? Let me pull back up. But automation and job automation and UBI and ops, that's taken that all away. there's no longer the path. There's no longer the rite of passage. There's no longer any galvanizing force. So you all stay lumps of coal and nobody turns into diamonds. And that means that, okay, fine, if everything's taken care of, it is your personality, I'd say maybe even your moral character and your sanity, if you can maintain it, that's going to give you value. Because with sanity, I don't know how many people are going to be able to stay sane in a world where they have no real value and they don't support themselves. Okay. And nobody else likes insane or unstable people. And I'm sure many of you all know someone who's, oh, I got the bipolars and the Asperger's and this and that. And you darn well might. You might be depressed. You might have social anxiety disorders because you haven't gone and worked hard. You haven't gone and blazed the trail in the path. So sanity, having someone who's an anchor. Heck, I, again, not to toot my own horn. You know why y'all like me? Because I tell the truth and I don't care. I yell and I scream and I hurt people's. I wake up every day like, I hope I can hurt people's feelings today because feelings are weak. Feelings are just lies. Like, fine, someone who tells it like it is. Yeah, I guess, okay. That's sanity. Doesn't make me a great person. I don't know how hard it is to tell the truth, but that's sanity. So that's going to be an exceptionally and increasingly rare commodity. And then personality. All right. And it's Richard Pryor, I think, to be funny, you had to suffer because Richard Pryor did not come from an easy background. He suffered a lot as a young kid, young man, but he was funny as all get out. But people enjoyed his personality. In his particular case, it was humor. And you go through anyone who's got a I don't know what you qualify as a great personality, but an exceptional one, a flavored, seasoned personality, a unique personality. Heck, by today's standard, anyone who's got a personality. And I'll show you how low the bar is. Hey, ladies. Do you know that if you just aren't a Marxist and you're kind of like, yeah, I like hunting, or I'm okay with guns and I don't hate America. And then like you have something slightly interesting, like maybe an interesting hobby or something to say or an observation, like you're incredibly precious and rare compared to the never ending sea of mass produced automatomic socialist Marxist light. Ooh, I'm going to get a tattoo and be like everybody else and major in social sciences. Or on the other side, girls, how many of you girls are sick and tired of the dude bro poser who fakes like he's got money? Huh? How many of you sick of the game? Are you sick and tired of playing games? Sick and tired of guys who can't support themselves, let alone you. Well, where your government's got you. Yeah, government's got you. Government's taking care of you girls. And then the guy, what is it? Has a job and doesn't live at home? Yeah, you all keep voting Democrat and socialist and putting life on easy mode for the men. And you wonder why a bunch of pansy soy boys are the result. In any case, would you just like a guy who has a job and is okay and is in shape? Would that be all right? Actually, no, it wouldn't. He better have it. I think girls would like to have a unique personality, something that's interesting, something that stimulates the mind, as the men would too. And it doesn't even have to be, you're saying in a post-work world, having a personality and sanity has a lot of other benefits to it. In an insane and NPC world. I was going to say work or some kind of leadership, but not really, because if we ever had a post-scarcity world, you wouldn't work. So you wouldn't, you'd be promoted. But even today, I mean, you could say today when we still kind of need to work, don't worry, they're printing off more money. Don't worry, everything's going to be fine. Joey B's got it all sewed, man. He's got it all sewed, the root, the timing, everything. just having a personality, being different, boy or girl, male or female, romantic, social, or career, today in your career, will have you stand out. Well, you probably get fired a lot of times, but then you'll find your calling. And especially now, and this kind of leads into, now's a perfect time to pull up your kind of addendum or secondary point with the question. Could you please expound a bit on generally where you think this is going with mass job automation, obsolescence, and the future of the creator economy, including platforms other than YouTube that you may be aware of? Well, there's alternative platforms for YouTube, so I don't want to kind of delve into that conversation. But I think it was Dick Masterson of The Dick Show, great show, still hasn't reached. I've sent him so many books. I'm like, this is so you and your audience, nothing. Hey, Dick, Sean, read one of the books I sent you. But he already came up with this idea that as more and more stuff gets automated and we have UBI, the only thing left is to be entertaining, because that's about the only non-robotic thing that, you know, you can't replace humans. And I've even delved into this in my own mind about an AI economy or a post-scarcity economy where everything's kind of taken care of, everything's on automation. You're still going to have like waiters and waitresses, although technically it would be post-scarcity, so you wouldn't have it, but that we're never going to come there. We're going to asymptotically approach that. But you'll be able to live a luxurious lifestyle being a waiter or a waitress. And people are, even though there would be a robot that would do it for you, people will pay for the human touch. That's why I think I keep saying this, and I could be wrong, but more and more time goes by, I'm thinking I'm right. I think the seeking arrangement to sugar sites are going to be the future of dating. Because you're just going to pay for it, because you want the human you want the human interaction, both the physical human interaction and the human intellectual, romantic, emotional, chemical interaction, because everything else will be bought and paid for. All the physical material things, all that will be left will be the person. And so if there is going to be any kind of career or profession, it will be an artisan. It will be an artist. It could be music, something that a robot can't do, anything robots can't do. Sex, massages are going to be huge, with happy endings or not. You kind of see this already in Japan. Now, this has been going on for decades in Japan, where all the young kids were working so much that the parents had to hire actors to be kids and come have dinner with them on whatever their equivalent of Thanksgiving would be, what big Japanese family celebrations. That's what's going to, and we're all going to quite literally become chures more than we already are, even though everybody is economically a chur and everyone else is a John. But more so, once everything is physically taken care of, all we're going to have left is people. And the ones that are going to, you can even see it happening today where, oh, is it Rolo that mentions it? Rolo does a lot of mentioning. The most successful girl on Fans Only or Only Fans is not the hottest. She's just this girl next door. She's got the right kind of personality. She stands out from a sea of tail and hoo-ha just because she's the girl next door type. I think he even says she's not that hot. She's like 7.5. But I'll tell you this, the girls that go that extra step, they add a little bit of color or flavor, a bit of personality to the profile, they'll do well. Right, you got some gal who just said, "Well, I'm here." I had a buddy. I still do. She's a nice gal. And another buddy of mine who knows this female friend of mine, he's like, "Could you imagine her putting on a French maid outfit? What, I'm wearing it?" But okay, you would put on whatever, the French maid outfit, the lingerie, whatever else. But you'd also have the personality, you smile and all that. It's going to be the human touch, and that's what's going to be in demand. And you can already see that on a microcosm or a alternative platform or alternative environment in the online fans only thing. And I'm sure it's the same way with dating profiles for both men and women. Those who put extra effort, care, attention into the dating profile are going to get better results. Girls make more money where it's like, okay, I'm going to put on this cute outfit. You want the bunny ears? I'll put on the bunny ears. Oh, you want this? You want that? Yeah, of course. And with a smile on her face. Well, yeah, obviously she makes more than, again, not a great consumer of prawn, And the rest was like, well, okay, huh? You know, the gal who's fun and hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm gonna. Today is red day. I got a red dress on, boys. That person is gonna go much further. And even though that's God darn it. I wonder if I got a sliver now. That's how would I put it? not necessarily entertainment, it is the human factor. Right. It's not entertainment. I guess would prawn and sex go into its own cat? There's entertainment, there's sex, but then there's also the human element, which all falls under the human element. I guess that's what I'm saying. It's one of several many things of the human element. And your personality and your sanity is what's going to ultimately determine your value in a increasingly post-scarcity world. Because what else do people have to like? Okay, yeah, you know, you go up to go, hey, how you doing? What do you want? Well, I'm a good providing man. Government, everything provides for me. No, seriously, what can you make her laugh? That'd be a huge thing, being funny and girls being attractive. But here's what's really sad and what you already know. Now that we have kind of had this experience with UBI, we see where humans go. Humans did not take this free time and go hit the gym and make themselves excellent or write a book or set up a channel like you did. It's not, again, not a coincidence. You lift weights, you got jacked, and now you put together, seriously, this YouTube channel. Most people sit on their asses and eat. So going forward, and we already kind of see, it's not that hard to be a top 20% guy. It's a little hard to be a top 10%, but it's not that hard to be a top 20% guy. And, you know, just being sane and with, let's say UBI comes along, let's say we figure out how not to work. All right. You're still going to have to work to form not only your body, but your mind into something that other people want. And so whether that's through artistry, craftsmanship, dancing, athleticism, fighting, some kind of competition, some non-monetary way to display excellence. You're going to have to do that. And you're going to have to force yourself to do that. And it'd be those hobbies or chores that you self-inflict upon you that will make you a higher quality individual. And girls, it's very simple. The first thing today, how do I get the guys? Lose weight. That's it. That's the number one thing you can do. It's not complicated. It's not complex. Don't get upset with me. You know it's true. So it's whether you want to act on it or not, which means, you know, act on it or not. And by or not, I mean throw away your entire life. I don't live for a man. Fine, don't. Just don't. Then don't even bother with makeup or a dress. Why? Why do you? I always got a kick out of that. Like you go to Walmart, like, why are you wearing makeup? Like, why are you even, why do you have your hair long? Why do you do your nails? You are not even willing to put forth the most basic of efforts and meet the most basic of requirements men want. Why would you go with the hair and the nails? What? That's never worked for anyone. Don't you know that? But the larger point is most people will default to sloth. Most people will not pursue excellence. And so it could be, you know, that human touch, that human element. It could be everyone becomes a YouTube performer, and that was the prediction Dick had. It's like, well, everyone's going to have a YouTube channel, and we'll just be on the social media all the time. We'll be like the movie Surrogate. But yeah, more people. I mean, look what happened with the root beer float, and everyone had to stay indoors. What ended up happening? Oh my gosh, my channel almost doubled with the new podcast that I did, which I can't mention because I want to keep this video up there. It doesn't seem like anyone's going to go away, and you know, not like people are going to go work or anything. Even if they did, they'll still go back on it. As the robots come in, as artificial intelligence, as we approach a post-scarcity economy, it will be, yes, your YouTube channel, your OnlyFans channel, your theater, but in the real world, it'll be your sparring, your martial arts, your gym, your painting, your craft, your hobbies, whatever it is. That is what's going to determine value in the future. And if you can maintain your sanity, which is going to be increasingly hard because I do not believe humans can be sane without some kind of struggle. Don't think it's possible. So there we go. All right, let's see if we get a super chats today. Holy cow, we got a $20 one. Look at that. Saxon Smith, $2 Australian. Finally live when live when where finally live when where awake in Australia. Sup, Cappy. Hello, Saxon. Oh, let's scroll back. Let's get back up here. Let me know if I missed anyone with super chats. Fred, $2. Return to traditional mores if traditionals outbreak Marxists. No, I don't. Well, Marxists are not bred. They're made in the public schools. That's why I keep telling conservatives and libertarians to raise their children and educate them at home. But then we'd have to not work and we'd have to give up our boat, which I understand. Your boat's more important to you than your child or the future of the country, which is why I don't care. It's not the left that gets me to want to leave the United States. It's the quote, right? And just how uninvested in their children they are. Just how little they care. how hypocritical they are. What a high percentage of them are. So if you're not willing to homeschool your kids, they will outbreed. You could have a very traditional conservative family or libertarian family, whatever. You send them to the public schools, the kid will be brainwashed. But mommy got to work. Daddy got to work to pay off his student loans, his wife's student loans, and everybody's SUV. Donnie, oh, 20 generous. Donnie is the greatest person in the world right now. With this, he is a good man, a patriot, a gentleman, and a scholar. $20. Cappy, buy yourself a beer on me. Thanks for the good books. Well, thanks, Donnie. What are monies going to recently here? We've already sheet read. The sheetrock guy came in and sheet, but that was already on my tab, so that's already bought and paid for. What am I? I already bought seed. I got fertilizer. Gosh, I don't think there's anything really it's going to go to. Support beams. Support beams. Jacks. Yes. Metal jacks. I'm getting metal jacks to resupport like little foot ones to go under and support the patio so the hot tub doesn't crush it. That's exciting, huh? They're like, I don't know, $40-$50 a pop. I got to look them up. So there you go. That's where the money goes to. Thomas, $2. Sup, Cappy? Sup, Batman? Scrolling down a little bit more. Mexi Mike, $5. So when this $300 per month per child UBI is awarded, those paying for said increase in taxes if the generally productive gender adopts minimalism, they will print more money. Which is why you should have cryptocurrency, precious metals, property, ideally if you were able to get into property or diversified portfolio or all the above. You should also have skills that you could just charge, keep up with the price of inflation. And you should have a plan B. You should have a plan B. Go and find a place to move. That would be your investment. How hard is it to travel the world? Just go and travel. Yeah, I want to check out this place. By the way, don't go to Australia, in case you're wondering. I think our Aussie brothers and sisters tuning in right now might agree with that. Man, I was kicking around. Ah, yeah, beaches, it's warm. Yeah, maybe I like Perth. Perth sounds like a nice place. I want to go to Perth. Robert Flores, 10 generous dollars, anti-Walmart products rant. I bought coffee cups whose lids do not fit properly, plastic containers that crack at a minor stress, but only at Walmart if quality selection are not important. I've had good luck at Walmart. You know what you might want to do is try Goodwill. Go see if you can find some stuff at Goodwill. If Walmart, because I generally have faith in Asian producers. Like the Chinese are going to produce higher quality stuff than the United States, which is not saying much about Chinese product. It's just Americans would not. We had to leave a restaurant. We're going to order food. And I was like, do you want a Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi? Diet Pepsi. Goes back. Oh, we don't have Diet Pepsi. Well, how did you not know that? You should know whether you're a Coke or Pepsi restaurant. And imagine that level of mistake is being made in everything that goes into your products now. Everything, including the planes we fly on. Yay. So yeah, Goodwill will probably have older stuff, but it'll probably be more reliable stuff. David, $10. David Frost, you're currently 17 and a half and working. Awesome. I was $10,000 saved up by late December. People think I'm a loser for not going to college. I'm moving out a month after I turn 18. Well, finish your high school, man. You know, finish high school. Good for you. Join the military. Go to trade school. Go to get a degree in accounting online. Dude, you're going to come out so far ahead. People think I'm a loser. Are these people losers? Always love it when people judge you. And you and when you're a young man, young girl, you always assume society must be right. Like, oh, the popular kids. It's like, why are they right? I don't know what happened to the popular kids in my school. I don't know. They didn't remain popular. No one's amounted to everything. I tried looking people up. Can't find anybody. And I do know as a banker, though, everyone's a loser. Everyone is financially. So I would not. Are these people millionaires, self-made millionaires, not inherited? Are these really successful people? Are these the people you want to become? Are they ripped? Are they jacked? They're not. They're losers. Oh, well, then maybe you're not the loser. Nobody knows they win until you're at least 25. At least 25. David, $5 again. I think college is useless unless you want to become a doctor or an engineer, or if you go to a tier one school for law or business. Yeah, but you got to get an MBA. I'll tell you this. I wouldn't even like law, any degree. So you might as well get an accounting degree, an engineering degree. Business, you got to get an MBA or get your degree in accounting. And you're all right. There's no darn reason to go to school. No, unless you're in engineering or actuarial science or something that has a job at the end of it. Almost pretty much every trade program, like, you know, dental hygienist, radiologist, or radio x-ray technician person, pretty much every one of those, gosh, 12 to 18 month programs is higher paying than 80% of the college programs being offered. So you're doing it right, David. Hit me up in another 5 years. Let me know how you're doing. Oh, I just had Swallow Blue. Where'd Swallow go? Oh, my goodness. Did I miss a ton? Automation scrolling. Okay, good. I didn't miss everybody. All right. Swallow Blue, $5. Automation is a non-issue. UBI will fail. We're going into a Volkish freelance-based economy where poor people are those who choose to be poor. Yeah. UBI is going to fail. It's already failing. You can't find people to work. I don't know how far up the supply chain or how wide across the supply chains this is going to affect. But right now, it just seems to have an effect on the service industry, which we can do without. Everybody could go on a diet. But I'm more worried about, like, gas, lumber, anyone, you know, that kind of thing. You know, it was all the root beer float that was threatening the integrity of the supply chain. Now it's competency, laziness, and sloth. So that, I think, will end rather quickly. And where poor people are those who choose to be poor. In a free market economy, unless you're generally physically, mentally disabled, if you're poor, you have chosen that. If you're in a free, you have chosen that. Just, you had the solution, people. We had the solution. You just had to work. That's all you had to do. And you're such weak, pathetic people. You choose to be poor by sitting there and panhandling. And don't know if you knew this, for a fraction of that effort, you're going to spend panhandling. Well, it's actual panhandling or white collar panhandling. We need more money, government aid. Rah, rah, rah. If you just spent that time working, you'd be way better off now. You'll find out. Brad Everett, $5. People will become the Wally vote. Yeah, they will. They absolutely will. What do you mean will become? It's here. It's now. Have you been to a Walmart? Joseph Jones, our dapperly dressed gentleman, for $5. Step-by-step guide becoming multimillionaire efficiently. Trading, investing. It's going to be more than a $5 answer, Joe. Here's the thing. It's not needing the money. That's what it is. It's minimalism. not buying cars, not buying houses you can't afford, taking the money and throwing it regularly in the S&P 500 or whatever diversified portfolio you want to throw it into over the long haul, you will, by today's money, by the time you're 65, be a multimillionaire. Here, Joe, do this. For once, I'm going to recommend a book that isn't mine because I don't really cover this. Go read The Millionaire Next Door. That's how you become a multimillionaire. By first not needing it, squirreling all the money away, having it grow and invest. And then, there's other things you could do. Not have kids. That's a huge money saver. Not majoring in stupid stuff, but it's boring, regular investing early and often. And there you go. And even like me, I got to get off my ass and go toss money into my IRA because I've been too busy with the house. I guess that's where the money's going today. It's going to basement jacks and my SEP IRA contribution. Trading, no. Investing, yes. Business, if you got a good business idea, yeah. Degrees, you choose the right degree, yes. Those things will help you. But is control your spending and do not F up. Alex Patino, our truck driving Latino agent in the field, $5. There's work out there with trying to automate truck driving maybe 10 years before it's viable. I don't know. You think that's even going to become a thing? I'm not in the field, Alex. You probably have a better, more informed opinion than I do. But I don't know. Automate, having a multi-ton truck without a human brake in there. I'm not sure about that. Channel 1800 Dumb, our New Zealand agent in the field for $2 New Zealand. A son staying the night tomorrow, Cappy. I'm a happy chap. Good. We'll say hi to the little little tyke there. And I don't know. Teach him how to play poker. That's what a good father does. Teaches his son how to gamble, how to make good bets. Yep. Blackjack and poker. That's what I teach my son. Joseph Jones, $2. More love for my favorite accounts. Thanks, man. See, now let me go back to the client saying, Chan, if Joe wanted to do a fashion channel, he obviously has the expertise and background in doing it. Now, there's other guys that do that, certainly. But you see, he's got personality and it shows in his fashion. All right. So it's things like that. You know, kind of he stands out. Competent man, $2. U.S. Treasury is already sending out $300 a month. Good. If $300 a kid, if that's what you're living for, your life is over. You lost. You got bigger problems. And $300 more a month won't solve your problems. Competent man, $2. Reverse repo facility hits record 1.604 trillion. That I don't know. I know nothing about that. I know nothing. Is that repo on houses or cars? I know nothing. I don't watch the news anymore. I just don't care. There was one time I cared. I tried to stop everyone from making a bad mistake. No one, well, you're blah, 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 blah. All right, fine. Okay, fine. Bye. Docaholic, $5. Your railroad guy. Hey, Doc, I'd love to have the railroad. I've always been very curious about it. A buddy of mine worked in the union at the railroad, and he said it's a good job. That's another thing for young men to, if you would be kind enough to write up kind of like a PSA, and I could read it and remind me, I told you to do this and I'll do it for free because I think it'll help out a lot of guys. I might even go work on the railroad. If I ever get the YouTubes go away and Amazon takes me away and whatever else, I may just go work on the railroad. That'd be fun. You know, it's hard work. I know it's hard work. I know it'll be hard work. Yep. But I'll be seasoned. I'll have character. David, $2. I graduated a year early, Cappy. Good. Oh, good. Oh, so you already had us. Oh, look at you, man. You're ready to go. Unlike all your friends, you got money and a positive net worth. Beji Bezanet. Oh, is that reference to the Dune thing? I just bought a bunch of Plan B for under $8 a pill. My real Plan B is between Thailand and South America. Okay, good. Real plan. What, Easter Island? There's not that much in between Thailand and South America. All right. Oop, let me scroll up. Let me scroll up. Oh, geez. All right. Well, let's Christoph and on $5. Joseph Jones, how to become a millionaire, buy 1 ounce of gold and wait for money printer go burr hard enough. Yeah, I mean, we'll all be multimillionaires before we die. That much I'm guaranteed of. Like, if you just own a house and you toss, you know, your $4,000 or $5,000 into the S&P 500, IRA, 401k, whatever, matching all that, we'll all be millionaires soon because we just keep printing off more money. Now, you won't be Bitcoin millionaires, but you'll be millionaires. Fred Freeman, solid $2. My new dentist is a sister named Sowell. True story. No kidding. Really? She hot? Got good cans? What? Huh? Jamie Jones, $10. Guys, if you can, get a second citizenship or at least residency outside the United States, not only for when SHTF, but I found that's a healthy to decouple, especially with the rise of punishing productive people. Yeah, that's the next part. Oh, hey, here's the guy. This is the guy I was talking about. This is the client. Coach Tate and analyze with Saiyan Chan, $2. 15th century lesbian gay feline studies is a real thing. Is it? Is it? Mexi Mike, $2. PhDs, English majors would solve job vacancy gap. No, they won't because they have no skills. I keep making the joke. People are like, we're at a job shortage. We're at a labor shortage. I say, well, why don't you go hire all those college graduates with their liberal arts degrees and their communications degrees and English degrees? Oh, you told them to major the wrong thing? You stupid boomer parents and Gen X parents, you raise an entire generation of completely unemployable and talentless people, and now you want things delivered on time? Now you want affordable stuff? Now you want the supply chain to work smoothly? Oh, now you'd like some kind of tradesman who's skilled to come in and fix your vehicle? I'm sorry, sir. I don't know. It's not just not going to happen. We do have some poetry studies majors. Would you like those? They could read you a poem. Would that give you the much needed medicine you need to survive? Oh, no. See, I'm sorry, sir. See, you told your children to follow their heart and money will follow. They didn't study chemistry or pharmacology, so they didn't create that necessary drug that you need. They didn't even do accounting. They do absolutely nothing to create that life-saving drug that was created many, many years ago by when people were STEM majors, like the World War II drug. Yeah, well, we got the formula. Just ain't nobody who can make it because the machine's down. Because real work's beneath all the children you brought up. Would you like them to read you a history sermon or lecture? Huh? Would that work? Swallow Blue, $5 again. Last super chat. Amy Who, hello from Virginia, visiting family. I demand more content, and AI driving will only work if there are no human drivers. Cool. Well, I'm glad you're getting out of there, Swallow. Maybe you go move Virginia? Find it. Hey, Swalu, now's the time, man. I go walk right into some place that's offering $15-16 an hour and just go sign up. Just go work. Hey, can I rent this room? Can I rent the basement? Just getting a cot. There you go, man. I do that. And Virginia's a nicer state than where you were before. Brad Everett, $5. Walmart is that store where you buy gals that hit the wall. They hit the wall pretty early out here in the Western state. I mean, they hit the wall by like 20. There's not a lot of hot trim or tail in the Walmarts. It just isn't. Fred, $2. I think you missed first few super chats. All right, let me get to miss super chats later on. We'll have that. We'll have a super chat-a-rama. I know I've been late. I'm hosting company and all that. 1800 dumb, our New Zealand agent in field. 10 New Zealand dollars. Cappy, your Red Pill Church was one of your best. Absolutely great. Thank you. Yeah, I had to sit and think about it. There'll be more originals coming out. I don't have time to write articles. Not anymore just now, but there's been a backlog of them. I have some originals I want to do, so it'll be more thought pieces like that. All right, let's hold off on the super chats because I got other videos to do. This one's already coming up on 45 minutes. Darkaholic, $5, not as good as it used to be. I'll write a primer. Oh, good. Thank you. I'd appreciate that. Don't spend a lot of time on it. Just some basic onesie, twosie things. I don't want to waste an hour of your time. Just give us some basic bullet points. Competent Man, $10. Reverse repo facility is a Fed-run facility used to take funds out of the banking system instead of banks lending overnight to each other. pays 15 basis points per year on funds banks not lending. So the Fed printed the money, gave it to the banks. Banks were doing it. So now the Fed is borrowing the money from the banks, lending it out. Oh, I wonder if it has anything to do with their incredibly stringent underwriting standards that I had to go through because I was one of those evil self-employed people. David, $2. Ron Paul needs to be president. Isn't he dead? Is he still alive? It won't do anything. The American people are just lazy, stupid pieces of crap. It's not going to do anything. D. Blandview, $5. I work at a bank. I know. I've joined a team and have received some antagonistic behavior from senior coworkers. My boss is a post-wall female. Advice. Don't work in banking. And can you get out? Can you get a degree in accounting? Can you get your CPA and never work in banking? Don't work in banking. Don't work in banking. I'm not kidding. They're mentally ill. At best, they're incompetent. Otherwise, they're mentally ill. And they're usually thieves and scumbags. They're amoral, immoral pieces of crap. Don't work in banking. If you don't believe it, go get my very first book. It's called Behind the Housing Crash. You'll see how banks work. Alex Patino, $5. Again, I tried applying to BNSF Railroad, and just like the post office, I could not pass their personality test. What's the personality test? How do you pass that? That's BS. The personality test. Myers-Briggs, was that it? Oh. That's like HRBS. And post office, those aren't exactly like, you know, the most charming social people either. Java 009, $5. Thanks for the books and advice. Currently doing grad degree in epidemiology and then going for med school. Love the hellscape that is, love from the hellscape that is LA. Well, thank you. Study of skin, right? Am I thinking? Half dollar. Hey, what's up, buddy? He's back. $5. Cappy has a basement. It rubs the lotion on its hands. Thanks, half dollar. Thanks. Fred, $2. Sex and Culture by Unwin Book. You familiar with it? No. I got to read T.J. Martinell's new book. I got to listen to Troy Francis's new book. And I got to do my own work. I mean, we're backed up on A-Hole Consulting again. Jay Solar, $5.90, $2. Enjoyed your chat with Joker, Sandman, TFM, and Uncle. Yeah, it was a good time. That was a good time. They kind of all go their own way. Fred Freeman saw $2. We have a Latinx heritage event tomorrow at Work X. Maxi Mike, $2. STEM degree and student loans are oppressive and misogynist. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Everything is. Didn't you know? Christoph and on $5. Alex Latino, if you want to be a railroader, drive van for PTI and become friends with the crews you move. They will get you in. Oh, okay. There's a back door. There we go. Competent man, $5. Part of the reason banks don't want to lend to each other is they do not trust the collateral being put up for the overnight lending. So goes to the RRF. Oh, they don't trust the collateral, huh? It's ultimately just the responsibility and trustworthiness of the American people. And we're not trustworthy anymore. People don't want to work. That's it. That's it. Get the plan B, guys. Get the plan B. Docaholic, $5. Alex, I work there. You're not missing anything. Oh, okay. So Doc might be right. Maybe you got the best deal there, Alex, driving truck. Just tuning into the super chats, or not the super chats, the podcasts. All right, there we go. All right, that's it. Questions, answers, aholeconsulting.com. See you guys in a little bit. Toodles.